Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
Thank you for joining us for day three of our lesson about Chuuk, the South Pacific's historic treasure. And we've been learning a lot about Micronesia and especially about Chuuk and why it is special to divers. But of course, we also learned about some other places in Micronesia. We talked about Pompeii and Kosrae and Yap as well. But what did we find out about these places? Well, there's a lot above the water, but there's a lot to be explored underneath the water as well. Over 300 ships and other kinds of vessels were sunk beneath the water. Carolyn, what else did we learn?
Well, we learned that there were also submarines among those ships that were sunk, and we learned about a few of the few famous wrecks. Some of the many, many famous wrecks there, the Nippomaru, the Shinkokumaru, and the Fujikawamaru, are all very popular dive sites for wreck divers to visit when they go to Chuuk.
All right, well, we've learned a little bit about Chuuk so far, and we have a little bit more in today's lesson. So please, open up your magazine, and let's begin with the first reading of the day.
Chuuk, the South Pacific's historic treasure. Explore Chuuk above the water. Chuuk offers options for divers of all skill levels and all interests, from history to marine life to underwater photography. For non-divers, there are more than 15 sunken wrecks and planes that can be seen without putting on dive gear. The water is quite clear, so exploring is fun even at the surface with a snorkel. There's plenty to do on land as well. Tours take visitors to the old Japanese command center, a lighthouse and caves that still hold cannons from the war.
Hello, listeners. This is your word, Lady Ellen. Welcome back for our last day in June. We're on to our last day in the diver's treasure trove of Chuuk in Micronesia. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Photography. Photography is a noun. Mark is really interested in photography and wants to take a class in it. Gear. Gear is a noun. You need to wear a lot of gear when you play hockey. Cannon. Cannon is a noun. This museum has a large collection of very old cannons. Destination. Destination is a noun. We will arrive at our final destination soon, so have your tickets ready. Sounds interesting. Hang on tight and let's begin.
Yes, there is a lot to do on land as well. Well, at the beginning of our lesson, we see that title, Explore Chuuk Above the Water. So we've already learned about doing some things under the water, going diving, but now there's lots to see above the water as well.
That's right, and at the very beginning, we see that Chuuk offers options for divers of all skill levels and interests, from history to marine life to underwater photography. So, if you are a diver, there are many, many things you can do, whether you have lots of experience or not.
That's right, we're talking about divers of all skill levels. So, this is a phrase that you could use, and maybe another way, too, you could talk about people of all age levels. People of any age level are welcome here, of all age levels. Here we're talking about skill levels, and maybe you like photography. Well, if you are a photographer, then you like photography. Let's take a look at that word from our word bank, photography. Taking pictures.
That's right. And it's more than just taking pictures. Photography is an art.
Mm-hmm.
So you should have great skill in taking pictures. And it sounds like there are a lot of divers who visit Chuuk who enjoy taking photos of the wrecks and is probably very beautiful, and I'm sure it looks like art.
That's right, especially if you have a nice camera and you are very skilled. Do you enjoy photography? Maybe you've taken some photography classes. Well, I hope that you can continue to improve in your photography. And maybe you can have a chance to go and visit Chuuk one of these days and do some underwater photography.
Continuing in our article, for non-divers, there are more than 15 sunken wrecks and planes that can be seen without putting on dive gear. So, if you're someone like me who has never been diving before and doesn't have a license, there are still more than 15 sunken wrecks and planes that you can see without going underwater. The water there must be beautiful and clear.
I imagine so, Carolyn. And so if you are going to do this, you don't necessarily need any gear, any of the big gear that comes with scuba diving. Well, let's take a look at that word from our word bank. It is gear. And gear is anything that you can use to accomplish some kind of task or to do something. You might have to have some gear.
That's right. So if you go diving, you need diving gear, but maybe you do like photography and you are a photographer. You may need to make sure that you have your photography gear. Maybe you need a tripod and a camera, or perhaps you like hiking through the woods and going camping. You need to make sure to pack your camping and hiking gear so that you are able to enjoy those activities fully.
And I think that you could use this word gear when you're talking about sports or activities of many kinds. So if you like going biking, then you might have some biking gear. Of course, if you enjoy skiing, then you need to bring your skiing gear. That's anything that you need to ski with. All right, let's continue learning about this. The water is quite clear, as Carolyn was saying. So exploring is fun, even at the surface, with a snorkel. Carolyn, you've mentioned the word snorkel a couple of times. What is that?
Well, a snorkel means that you don't have to have this huge tank of oxygen or a special suit. You simply have a breathing piece with a long tube that goes out of the water, and you wear a mask so that you can look down into the water, and you are able to breathe through a tube. You don't need a tank of air.
All right, so it's a little bit simpler than diving. Of course, if you do enjoy getting down deep beneath the surface, then you need to go diving. Well, there's plenty to do on land as well. Tours take visitors to the old Japanese command center, a lighthouse, and caves that still hold cannons from the war. Interesting indeed.
Yes, it sounds like a really great place to visit. You learn a lot about the Japanese history on this island, and you can visit a command center, a lighthouse, or even caves that have cannons left over from the war. And cannon is a word from our word bank. A cannon is a huge gun, right, Gabe?
Yeah, pretty much. It's very dangerous, of course. Sometimes there might be cannons on a battlefield. People take cannons into war, and they do a lot of damage. And of course, when you are using the cannon, that's called firing the cannon. And what do you use? What do you put inside the cannon? That's called a cannon ball. So these are different aspects to a cannon.
That's right. So it sounds like there are a lot of really great things, a lot of historical things that you can see on land without even needing to go in the water. Maybe you need a break from the water. There are still plenty of things for you to do around the island. Well, right now it is time for us to join Michelle in the language lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 今天的第一个重点我们来看的是 photography 这个名词。Photography 是指摄影，它是一个不可数的名词，重音在第二个音节念成 photography。例如 photography is Norman's passion。Norman 非常喜欢摄影。如果是摄影师的话，字尾的 y 就要变成 er, 变成 photographer。 例如 The award was won by an amateur photographer. 这座奖的得奖者是一位业余的摄影师。如果是照片的话，就要去掉字尾的 y， 变成 photograph。这时候重音在前面，念成 photograph。接着我们看的是 gear 这个名词。gear 在这里是指装备或配备，当不可数名词。例如 hiking gear， 登山的配备， fishing gear， 钓鱼的配备，或者是 sports gear， 运动器材。gear 也指汽车的排档。例如 Teddy switched to a lower gear when the car went downhill。当车子下坡的时候， Teddy 换到了低速档。或者是 The car is now in fourth gear， 车子现在在四档。We are on day three of our article talking about the island of Chuuk in Micronesia. And today we are talking about exploring Chuuk above the water. There are many, many things to do and see that don't require diving. You could go snorkeling. The water is very clear and there are many things that you can see without having to go far under the water. There are also tours that you can go on around the island to learn about some of its history. Well,we still have some more to learn about this great island in the next section of our reading.
Chuuk, the South Pacific's historic treasure.
Chuuk's capital, we know, has a limited number of hotels, but the best are well developed for international visitors. They offer meals, Wi-Fi, beautiful ocean views, and more.Their dive shops are happy to organize dive trips for groups big and small. Various dive courses are available as well. What Micronesia lacks in size, it makes up for in once-in-a-lifetime experiences. The ghost fleet of Truk Lagoon belongs at the top of any diver's to-do list. With its stunning marine life, variety of wrecks, and dramatic history, Chuuk is a fascinating destination waiting to be explored.
It's waiting to be explored, perhaps by you. Well, let's go up to the beginning of this section here. We're talking about Chuuk's capital now. Chuuk's capital, Ueno, has a limited number of hotels, but the best are well developed for what? Well, for international visitors. Okay, so it has a limited number of hotels. That means that maybe there's only enough for a certain amount of people.You could use that phrase in other ways. There are only a limited number of seats in this room. Or there are only a limited number of rooms in this hotel.
That's right. Well, since it is a small island, it would make sense if there are only a few hotels there. And it's important, if you want to go visit Chuuk, that you book in advance so that you make sure you have a place to stay. Mm-hmm. But...Continuing, we see that they offer meals, Wi-Fi, beautiful ocean views, and more. So they do sound like they are very well developed and ready for international guests.
That's right. Most international guests love to have their Wi-Fi, even at a place like Chuuk, where it probably is really nice to just get out and get away from technology for a while.Well, we continue our lesson. Their dive shops are happy to organize dive trips for groups big and small. You could rephrase that sentence to say they're happy to organize them for big or small groups, but this is another way to say it. Groups big and small.
That's right, and it is a fun way to say it, and it's great that since there are so many wonderful diving opportunities that they are happy to organize dives for you, whether you are part of a large group or a small group. Maybe it's just you and one or two other people. You can still organize a dive to go visit some of these sunken ships.
Okay, so you can go with one of these groups, or you can learn. We continue learning here.Various dive courses are available as well. So, Carolyn, you don't know how to dive yet. Would you like to travel to Chuuk to learn how?
I think that would be an amazing trip to be able to say that I learned how to dive when I went to the Federated States of Micronesia and I spent some time on this island Chuuk.
And I got to explore all of these great wrecks as part of my diving course?
I
think this sounds like the best place to learn.
I think so too, Carolyn. It would be a great place to learn how to dive. And of course, what can you do next? Well, what Micronesia lacks in size, it makes up for in once-in-a-lifetime experiences. So, of course, you can go diving and go enjoying the other things to do there. And what it lacks in size, it makes up for in once-in-a-lifetime experiences. Let's take a look at that phrase. What something lacks in something, it makes up for in something else. So it's okay if something doesn't have something because you look at another aspect of that thing and it makes up for it. It's okay. Carolyn, please give us an example of how to use this phrase.
Well, maybe you're going to one of the hotels and it's a very small hotel.
Mm-hmm.
You might say, what the hotel lacks in size, it makes up for in service.
Okay.
They did a great job organizing my dive. It was so much fun.
It was so much fun. You could also say, what Tina lacks in height, she makes up for in confidence. So she's very short, but she has a lot of confidence. Or maybe what the car lacks in size, it makes up for in speed. It's not very big, but it's very fast. So here, what Micronesia lacks in size, it makes up for in once-in-a-lifetime experiences.
That's right. And the ghost fleet of Chuuk Lagoon, or Chuuk Lagoon, belongs at the top of any diver's to-do list. Now, a to-do list, I think Liz may have something for us about that in the grammar gym, and then we'll see what Steve and Ken have to say in the information cloud.
Friends, thanks for coming here to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. Now, in today's article, we see this sentence. The ghost fleet of Chuuk Lagoon belongs at the top of any diver's to-do list. And that's our grammar tip sentence. Our focus is on the phrase at the end of the sentence, to-do list. Now, normally a to-do list is a list that a person makes to remind himself or herself of all the things that need to be done. It can be on a piece of paper or now on a handheld device. But in today's sentence, we're not really talking about a piece of paper or a handheld device for the divers to carry around. Instead, a to-do list is the idea of the many things that someone wants to do and may have already planned out. So let's say you are with your friend at the mall and you know your friend wants to do a lot of things. You can ask, what is the first thing on your to-do list? Or let's say you have a lot of fun things planned out for this weekend, but watching a movie is not one of the activities. You can say, I have planned a lot of fun activities, but watching a movie is not on the to-do list. Now, friends, if you have a copy of this month's magazine with you, be sure to check out the grammar tip section for more examples. And that's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Because we are forgetful, we often resort to making lists. Our lesson today mentions the to-do list. Well, Ken, what other kinds of lists are there?
Well, before I go to the grocery store, I sometimes write a grocery list, which would include things like milk, cereal, bananas, carrots, and chicken feet. They're the grocery items I need to pick up at the supermarket.
Very important. And then there's the laundry list. Ken, I don't know about you, but when I hear the word laundry, I think of dirty underwear. So a laundry list is a very long or exhaustive list of things that are mostly negative or boring, like a laundry list of complaints.
Here's a different list that contains things that you really wish you could do. Bucket list. This is a list of things you would like to do before you die. It comes from the term kick the bucket, which means to die.
Come to think of it, I need to add skydiving to my bucket list. All right, finally, friends, there's the A-list. If you're throwing a big fancy party and trying to decide who to invite, people on the A-list are the ones that are the most desirable. We often refer to big movie stars in Hollywood as A-listers.
我们来看一些不同的 list。 今天的课文提到 to-do list 指的是代办事项清单，出门前可以先写一张 to-do list， 才不会忘记任何该做的工作。如果你要去超市买菜，你可以写一张 grocery list， 列出所有要买的食物。 laundry list 是指任何一张冗长的清单，而且列出的呢都是一些不好的事，就像 laundry 脏衣服一样的令人讨厌。 bucket list 源自于片语 kick the bucket， 字面上是踢桶子，指的就是死亡，所以 bucket list 就是一个人死前想完成许多曾梦想过却没有能够实现的愿望，比如说去某个地方旅游或是去跳伞。那最后呢 the A list 就是所谓的 A 咖名单，指的呢是演艺圈里头最受欢迎身价最高的明星。那你如果要开一个 party 请客，你也可以列出一张你个人心中的 A list。 这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you. Well, let's continue with our lesson. With its stunning marine life, variety of wrecks, and dramatic history, Chuuk is a fascinating destination waiting to be explored. It does sound like a destination that should be explored. Maybe you can do that soon. Let's take a look at our key word there. It's destination. A destination is where you are going. That's where you will arrive. Finally, your destination.
That's right. Is there a destination that you have set for this summer? Maybe you're getting ready to go on vacation. What is your destination? Where do you want to go?
Or where are you traveling? Maybe you're going to visit many places. You could say, what's your next destination? When I went to India, we went to Chennai. Our next destination was New Delhi. Our next destination was Goa. And finally, our final destination was Mumbai.So, that's how you can use this word. Do that sometime today. Right now, it's time for us to learn more with Michelle in the Language Lab.
接下来我们看的是这段课文第二小段的第一句话里面的 make up for 这个动词片语。Make up for something 是指弥补。例如 Victor worked extra hard to make up for his previous mistake. Victor 特别卖力工作为了要弥补他之前的过失。如果只是 make up 是指补足差额或者是凑齐，例如 Lily's scholarship pays half of her tuition and her parents will make up the difference. Lily 的奖学金能够付一半的学费，而她的父母亲会付差额。最后我们看的是 destination 这个名词。 destination 是指目的地，例如 Hawaii is my favorite travel destination， 夏威夷是我最喜欢的旅游景点，或者是 the final destination of this flight is Chicago， 这趟班机最终的目的地是芝加哥，或者是 after hours of meandering in the forest they finally reached their destination， 经过好几个小时在森林里面逛来逛去，他们终于到达了目的地。 And let's get back to our teachers now.
Well, I've certainly enjoyed learning about Chuuk over the last couple of days.Here in Micronesia. But I do wonder about this diving. I think it's great to promote tourism in certain places, but how do you feel about this, promoting tourism here, Carolyn?
Well, I know that it's a beautiful area with clear water, and sometimes large numbers of tourists or encouraging this type of activity can destroy the environment. Hmm. So that's a little bit of a concern, butThe wrecks have been there for over 50 years, so maybe it's not too big of a problem.
Well, I hope it's not a problem, but of course you do want to try to be concerned about the place you are visiting. Protect the environment. Thank you for joining us for this wonderful lesson, and of course we will see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.
See you then!
Welcome to the episode of our exciting new drama, The Stranger. Set in Taiwan, our story begins as Sherry Harris visits her mother's old home. Join us as we listen to Sherry's exciting adventures in The Stranger. Sherry, we won't be saying goodbye yet because I plan to be your personal guide during the rest of your stay in Taiwan. I want to be sure you don't get into any more terrible situations.
Thank you, Huang Fei Hong.
Oh, no. Now don't you start calling me that, too.
Okay. Thank you, Jun Fan. I would really like that. It will give us a chance to get to know one another better.
There will be plenty of time for that tomorrow. Right now, I have to go to the police station and file a report. I'll come by tomorrow morning to pick you up.
What time?
How about I phone you around 8? I hope you get some good rest tonight.
Okay, Jun Fan. Oh, look! There's Feng Yi coming out of the elevator.
Okay, I'll leave you to explain everything to her. Bye.
Bye. Sherry, I was so worried. I couldn't sleep. I have been coming down here every hour to see if you were back. Are you all right?
I'm fine. Thanks to you and the guys. Jun Fan told me you called the police.
Well, you don't look that great. In fact, you look awful. You have a black eye and bandages around your wrists and ankles.
Well, maybe I'll need a little time to recover. I'm not sure if I'll be able to take photos at Kevin's fashion show tomorrow night.
I have some good news for you. Kevin phoned this evening to say that the typhoon caused them to delay the show by a week.
That is good news. So, where do we go now?
Well, by the way you look and smell, I think the best place for you would be in a bathtub and soaking in some hot, soapy water. Come on, let's go upstairs.
That sounds like a great idea. Feng Yi, I have something to tell you. I think I'm falling in love.
Oh, no! What is it you Americans say? Like mother, like daughter.
Thank you.